This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We are about to get into a conversation about how one can be classified as an accessory to a crime as opposed to being an accomplice, and then the legal penalties that one could be facing in this particular scenario. And to help us with the conversation, I'm joined on the line by attorney Karabo Dikubo from Maboko Mangena Attorneys. Good morning and thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Good morning, Shagani, and good morning to all your listeners. I am okay. How are you?
I am great, thank you. We're talking about something that I think, you know, I've seen in movies and series and all of those things, especially in the legal aspect, but I've never really gotten a full grasp of how this works. And that is because someone can be accused of an accessory or being an accessory to a crime. So please share with us some of these things or the things that may lead to one being accused of being an accessory to a crime.
Okay, yes. So in South African criminal law, a person may be accused of being an accessory to a crime if they knowingly assist or are involved in the commission of that crime, either before or after the crime takes place. This is without having been there physically and without physically committing the crime and being at the crime scene or being the main perpetrator. So what may lead to someone being accused of being an accessory to a crime committed before the crime happens is, for example, when you help plan the crime, when you provide the tools and resources to assist a particular person in committing a crime. So you may also be charged as an accessory after the crime happens, which is the most common one in South Africa. This is, for example, when you hide the suspect from the police when you know that they have committed a certain crime, or when you destroy evidence in, or even when you help a suspect escape or avoid the arrest. So this is when you can be charged as an accessory in South Africa.
So an accessory and an accomplice, is there a difference there?
Yes, there is. Okay. So an accomplice is a person who participates in the commission of a crime by assisting the main perpetrators during the commission of a crime with the shared intention to commit that particular crime. While an accessory is a person who knowingly or who knows that a person has committed a crime and assists them with hiding, for example, after committing that particular crime. So an accomplice is during the commission of the crime, while an accessory is after the commission of that particular crime.
Sure. So over the weekend, because of this conversation, I was having a chat with a few friends of mine, and I was asking the question, should I know that somebody is planning to commit this crime? I'm not helping them in any way. I don't want to be an accessory or be involved in this crime, but I know somebody is about to commit a crime and I do nothing about it. Can I also be held liable for not reporting this incident or this knowledge that I have of a crime that will be committed?
Yes, you may be held liable for defeating the ends of justice. You know, when you know that someone is going to commit a crime,
yeah,
it is your responsibility as a citizen to inform the police officers to say that, you know, this is the kind of thing that's going to happen and I know about it and so forth. So to be safe, you just have to inform the police that I know of this certain thing and let me assist you in giving you the information.
Sure. So simply just saying, I don't want any involvement in this. Please count me out and do not give me any more information about it is not enough. You have to actually go report it.
Yes, this is your responsibility. It is the safe way to do it, because if now they get arrested or they are now going through prosecution and they say that there is this person that actually knows about this particular thing, you won't be safe from that, because now you knew of the crime.
So I know when we talk about punishment and sentencing, it will be very relative from each case to case. But generally speaking, when we talk of you know, the sentencing or the punishment or the repercussion of being an accessory to a crime, are we even talking things like jail time?
Yes, we are. So we are talking about jail time, fines, and all other related issues. So the only difference would be that you would be charged with a lesser sentence or a lesser charge from the person who actually committed that particular crime. But yes, you may be subjected to jail time if you are found to be an accessory.
Sure, definitely. Thank you so much for taking the time and having this conversation with me. I think you've clarified quite a number of things this morning. I really do appreciate your time. So how do people get in touch with Maboko Mangena Attorneys?
Thank you for having me, Kekani. So our offices are at 22 Kruger Street in Polokwane. You can send us an email at admin@mmatenis.co.za or call us on 015-291-1992 and we'll be glad to assist you.
Thank you so much for your time and do have yourself a lovely day further. That, ladies and gentlemen, is attorney Karabo Dikuba from Maboko Mangena Attorneys talking to us about being an accessory to a crime or an accomplice and the difference that, you know, there is in those two. And as an accomplice, you know, you are that right there when the crime is being committed. But as an accessory, sometimes you might even be involved in the crime after it had happened by simply hiding the person you know has committed a crime. And you know, sometimes as an accomplice, you know, your car might have been used in the commissioning of this crime. And perhaps you knew, but you borrowed them the car and you knew an armored car and you provided those things to them. You become an accessory, even though you were not there, but you assisted in the commissioning of that crime. It's very interesting, really it is. And I want to find out from you if you've ever found yourself on this part of the law, on this side of the law, where you know somebody or you were implicated in a criminal activity by choice, or have you even just known about a crime that will be committed, whether it was committed eventually or it was just a plan that failed. I'd like to know from you if you've ever had any knowledge of a particular crime, you know, on 079-899-6226. So do let me know and I will be looking at your messages shortly. And please, if you want to keep yourself anonymous, feel free to do so. Absolutely feel free to do so.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.